Habitat for Humanity began construction of its first habitat home in Benton County in 1990, and since that time, the nonprofit organization has built nearly 70 homes for families in need. Now the organization is looking for a new home for itself. Habitat for Humanity has purchased land to construct a new building to house its office and ReStore facility, which resells new and gently used construction materials to the public. In order to raise the necessary funds for construction, Executive Director Debbie Winicky says the group is hosting a fundraising event Saturday called Building Homes, Building Hope.
We are kicking off a capital campaign this fall so that we can begin getting the money for our new building, to build a new building. We've purchased 3.5 acres in Rogers, and it is almost paid off. And so it's time to get out of this building that we're in now. The building we're in now is less than 10,000 square feet, but it's only got about 4,500 square feet of floor space that we can actually sell our reused products. So the 3.5 acres that we purchased in Rogers will allow us to build a 20,000 square foot building, which is going to be awesome for us. That way we can quit doing rent and start owning our own building.
Winicky says she hopes the event will help them raise the $250,000 they need to start construction on their new building. Saturday's event will feature dinner by Tuscan Trotter, a live and silent auction, as well as a performance by country music band Lone Star. A VIP reception is scheduled for 5:30 p.m., and all of the evening's events will take place at Horton Farms in Gravette.
It is beautiful. It is a beautiful place. And the venue fits the Lone Star Band, what Habitat's about, because we just build simple, decent, affordable homes for families who need a hand up, not a handout. And by us partnering with the community to build homes, that's what it's all about. We are, in our ReStore, we have been blessed to have, in 2002, when we started the ReStore, we made about $15,000 worth of product that we had sold that stayed out of the landfill. And last year, we made over $245,000 of product that had been donated to us, kept out of the landfill, and then we just fixed it up or cleaned it up and donated it to the general public. And with those kind of numbers, we more than can justify our need to get out of this little building and into our own bigger building.
The event will also have an educational component to better inform guests about the nonprofit organization.
I think they'll enjoy the event because they're going to get to see another side of Habitat. Yes, we build energy-efficient homes. Yes, our mortgages are interest-free for either 20 or 25 years. Yes, we have the most precious families ever. We're finishing our 68th home, so that is huge by itself. But it's going to take a deeper look into who we are and what our needs are and our growing pains and why we're ready to go to the next level and not only ask for the community support, but also to help us with the recycling efforts that we are doing here, and all the more we can do if we would get to a bigger location where we could do more.
Doors open at 6 o'clock Saturday night, and tickets are $125 per person. Sponsorships are available, and more information can be found at buildinghomesbuildinghope.com.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellum.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Still ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the Wisdom at Work Conference that is coming up in Fayetteville, and a brand new CD from Brian and Terry Kinder. They've already had 7 CDs intended for younger audiences. Their latest is Halloween-themed, and they will have a CD release party Saturday morning at the Fayetteville Public Library.
And right now we are in the middle of our on-air fall fundraiser. If you would like to call with your contribution and you haven't done so already, you can give us a call now at 575-5823 or 800-522-5823. That's 800-522-KUAF. You can also pledge online at any time at supportkuaf.com.
The story we just heard that Antoinette prepared in the past day was about Habitat for Humanity
yes.
in Benton County. One of the things I'm proudest of, and I think this extends to the rest of those who work on Ozarks at large,
uh-huh.
the number of stories we do about nonprofits in our listening area.
Absolutely. There are so many nonprofits, and each one has a cause dear to their heart that is important to the community. And it's one of those things that I think when they work together, so much good is done for the community, and you may not even realize what's being done because they're so small and very humble, and you know they get these things together. They have these fundraisers. I think that's when people realize, if they don't use the services from these people, about them is when they have their galas and their different events. Polo in the Ozarks, for mm-hmm. example, Lifestyles Incorporated, that's a big one around here. And with the nonprofits, we ourselves are a nonprofit, but
right.
I very much am proud of the fact that we do what we can to help other nonprofits as part of the Ozarks at Large team. What we're able to do is our stories like this one for Habitat for Humanity, we feel that that is a service that we provide to the community, is informing other people about these nonprofits, the work that they do, the events that they have coming up, how you can support them. And like you said, it's something that we're very proud that we do.
We also do many reports, I think, on people that benefit from the nonprofits. I think back to the series on poverty, the
yes.
week-long series on poverty we had last month,
mm-hmm.
right? In September it ran. 5 days about stories, working poor people in poverty and those who are trying to work with them, help them. Ithi Agnihotri-Madulkar, our former colleague,
mm-hmm.
did that story. That is part of our mission, is to do stories that talk about nonprofits, about people who benefit from nonprofits.